Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. AMC obviously reported their earnings this afternoon, and surprisingly, they said they're going to accept Bitcoin as a payment by the year's end, so by 2000. Right, and so when we thought AMC meme stock can't do anything, here they're making a play into the cryptocurrency field, so that'll be interesting. Right now, you can go to the movies and use Bitcoin as a currency to pay, and they just struck a deal exclusivity deal, right? So the movies have to be in the theaters, I think, 25 days. Some number of days before they can release on streaming services. So that was a huge win for them. And this is some more great news. And then Ethereum. I know you're big on Ethereum.
Running like crazy.
It's running like ridiculously. Yeah. I'm sure people have been watching Bitcoin and watching Ethereum. About a month ago, we had Bitcoin at 29,000. It's up at 46. Ethereum, I haven't even, like every week I update my crypto tally on my iPad. And so I'm looking at last week, we had Ethereum at 2,200. I typed it in today, it was 31, almost 3,200. And so for those who are not in the know, on Thursday, Ethereum had an upgrade. It's called the London Hard Fork. So what that does is it's fixing the issues of stability. So a lot of the issues that people have been having with Ethereum is that a lot of traffic, gas fees are like a lot, pretty high, right? So the gas fees, the cost that you pay to make a transaction. And so with this new hard fork, it kind of solves that issue. And so the lanes are now bigger. So if we think of it as a highway, let's say it was a three-way highway, right? Now the lanes are moved to seven lanes. So now you can have more transactions. The blockchains get bigger. So you can have a speedier transaction. And in addition, this is key. I want you to circle this date. Circle this date. Ethereum 2.0, right? So they're moving from proof of work to proof of stake. That will be happening. Like they said last, it was supposed to take place in September 2022. They have now moved that date up to December of 2021. And so that is a big move because you won't be able to mine Ethereum, right? You won't be able to sit at your computer and have a computer do algorithms. You actually, when it's proof of work, you actually have to have a stake, meaning you have to have Ether in order for the transaction to play. So you're putting your stake up, obviously, proof of stake, to complete a transaction. And so we saw that with that news, and obviously we see that Ethereum is on a run, and I see so all types of crazy projections, 80,000, 100,000. And so I told Shadi today, I was like, look, I got the signal. And so my signals have hit buy, and I'm like, okay, it might be my time to add to the Ethereum portfolio. Ian, I'll let you.
For those of you who want to get a good grasp, if you look at / ETH in Thinkorswim, you can look at Ethereum futures, give you some good insight. But yeah, my price in 18 months is 6270.21. So 6,270.21 in 18 months.
Shout out to Alistair. He's in here. They had the crypto club Friday. So shout out to him. Yeah, Alistair is the man. So he breaks down things in such a simplified way, because obviously cryptocurrency is a very complicated place and you can get lost. Even for us, it's like a new every day, there's something new that's happening. So we have to continuously learn and update our Rolodex when it comes to the space.
IBB is also on fire recently, another company that I'm invested in, and we spoke about a few times on Market Mondays. Biotech industry. Yeah. And I think it was $4 today. Mm-hmm. It's been on a nice run.
You get some big gains for a conservative investor. Good job.
So yeah, you might want to keep that on your watch list, or you know, other biotech funds if you're interested.
Also, in addition, and we said this a couple of months ago, but when we see the cryptocurrency field rise. Obviously, there's ETFs that you can get into, and obviously we set Block. And I said it on our group chat that I got in there at the wrong time, but I'm in the position. Block obviously has moved; is up 13% over the past week, and DAPP, DAPP, another one of these cryptocurrency ETFs, is up 24% over the past week. And so, both inside of those, you have companies like Square, Coinbase, MicroStrategy, Riot. A lot of people have invested in these in singular positions, but if you want to, you know, save yourself the exposure, this is a safe way to be in the space with a little bit of protection. So DAPP and Block are two, I guess, cryptocurrency ETFs. Yeah, I see you're already calculating the prices. Go ahead, give it to them.
Yeah, what prices are you getting?
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Block.
So hold on a sec. It's on this on my computer.
You're gonna be good though.
Yeah. I have it long term. But I was down on it. Oh, I could actually do it for my
4, 5, 6. Yeah, they've had 6 positive quarters. Yeah, you'll be good. I mean, if you guys want to price, 41.17 is decent. If it gets to 33.68, I'll be elated. That would be like a load to boat price, but yeah, if you got in, even in 50s, you'll be good. Give it like end of year, we should be at 63.
Yeah, I actually did a call for $70 for December.
Oh, you'll be good. Yeah, and yeah. Dan said he's averaging at $25. Damn, shout out to the Ernest that's killing that.
Yeah, shout out to Dan, he's in the chat going crazy.
Yeah.
you wanna open it up?
Yeah, let's get some questions.
Let's do it. That's just a new name right here. DJ Singh, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on?
Oh man, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh man, I'm really on EYL, man. That's crazy. Shout out to y'all. I've been listening since April of 2020.
Yo, you got that Deep Pop Smoke voice. I see you.
Anyway, man. So I'm a break down what it is. So I've been. This question might be all over the place. So what I do is. I don't teach, but I encourage people to invest because I'm not a financial advisor. But, and I've gotten like 4 people to invest so far, and I want to continue to do that. But I don't know, as of late, it's kind of been like creeping up, is sort of like, I got like a fear of getting pushed back. Like if the, like if people make a bad trade or if people don't really follow the advice I'm giving them, that they, I'm the one that's going to get some pushback. And so y'all been doing this for a while and y'all really get good at it, all 3 of y'all. So I just wanted to know if y'all had any pointers.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Rashad.
I think the first thing is to, I mean, it's a good question because you never, that's why even to this day, I'm very leery about the advice that I give people. Even like friends, family, like they'll hit me like, I got $5,000, what should I do? And I'm like, I don't know what you should do. Like,
That's a great answer.
Like to make an investment and then it doesn't go the way that they expected it to go and then they blame me. I never want to lose anybody money. So first thing I would do is I would encourage everybody to make decisions for themselves, educate them on investing fundamentals, but I would stay away from giving them picks. Mm-hmm. I would stay, that's just my own personal opinion, because you don't want to be responsible for somebody else's money, especially if you're not a fiduciary. That's just not a road that you want to go down. That's just my opinion. And then the second thing is I would, just lead by example. You don't necessarily have to tell them, but you know, if you, you know, you can kind of talk to them like, look, this is the play that I'm making. Da, 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 da. I'm not saying that you should do this, but you know, let's just see how this works out for me. I did that with crypto. When we first got into crypto in 2017, we had a group chat. All of my friends, Troy, Mike, a lot of guys that you see us with now, Earn Your Leisure. And I was the first one to invest in crypto. And I put like $6,000 and I put $3,000 in Bitcoin. I put $2,000 in Litecoin and I put $1,000 in Ethereum. No, $2,000 Ethereum, $1,000 Litecoin. So I told them like, look, I'm not telling y'all to invest in this, but this is what I'm doing. I'm still learning about the space. If y'all interested, this is just what I'm doing. And then, you know, they all ended up investing in cryptocurrency, but I didn't tell them to invest in that. I just let them know what I did. So that would be my advice. But yeah, you definitely want to be careful.
Yeah, I think that he nailed it. It's really just leading by example. Even if you listen to the things that we say, most of the times we'll tell you what we're actually doing, not that you should. Mm-hmm. These are the things that we're investing in. Because a lot of times people feel very cautious and they feel apprehensive about doing things. And so if you see somebody do it and have success, you're more likely or inclined to do it. And so we're very careful about that. And even in our group chats, like we'll say, yeah, this is what we're doing. These are the plays that we're making. Not the same that you have to. Because everybody's situation is different, but it's just like it's a form of guidance without actually saying do this.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.